Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going at your house. What can I help you with? 803-0930. The new normal, as they're calling it, kind of hard to digest as to what that means. But today on the program, we'd like to maybe help sort out what your new normal is and how you're coping with being trapped at home. And how surreal is it to think that in our day and age that we have regressed to a point where we have nothing to do but to stay home and enjoy each other's company. And how is that going for you? How is working at home going? And how well is your house holding up to all this activity? 803-0930. In the program today as well, we'll be chatting with Dan Reiniga, president of Lakeshore Bank. He's on the front line of what was passed yesterday by and signed by the president yesterday. The banks are going to be helping to sort a lot of this out and dispersing a lot of the money. So we'll be talking with Dan. And in our case, I can tell you real quick what happened with us at Cortese Construction. Last week when we spoke, we were appealing the fact that we were put on the non-essential list. And the reason that we appealed it was that we had so many open jobs. So we did get approved in fact, all construction got moved back to essential. But then yesterday, as you heard, we went back to non-essential. And of course, our question still is valid. What do we do about open jobs? In some cases, unsafe conditions. They did say that we needed to bring all the work to a safe level. They also said that we could operate with one-man crews. So I did speak with representatives from the Empire State Development Corporation. In fact, Pam Lent, who I've known for years, she used to work at Channel 4. She's now the spokesperson for the Empire State Development Corporation, and Lynn Marinelli, former county legislator. She also now is part of the Empire State organization. And they both confirmed that it's reasonable for us to bring a job to a safe level. That would mean no exposed wires, working plumbing facilities, running sinks, that kind of thing. But we would have to leave a job undone once we get to that point. And as a homeowner, how would you feel about that? We did create an environment where we felt we were working as safely as could humanly be possible, in that we created cocoons within our jobs for our men to work within. We even put up no entrance signs for the homeowners. They weren't allowed to go into these cocooned areas as well. So we felt we were doing our part, you know, to keep our job sites safe. But the edict came down yesterday, and now we're waiting to hear, you know, again, what the interpretation of safety is. Now, I did read an article that some commercial sites, especially in Manhattan, were rampant with several men, elbow to elbow, where that environment certainly could lead to the spread of the virus. And I can appreciate how that would be different than what we're dealing with here, at least at our company. The other thing to point out that has a new phenomenon of the era that we are now currently in is, as many of you are aware, you know, we go to your home to determine what your scope of work is and talk to you about your project and measure, photograph, and things of that nature. Well, guess what? We can't do that anymore now. So we have created a virtual appointment. Believe it or not, we're actually going on to Zoom or FaceTime and coming into your homes virtually. And it's actually working. I was apprehensive about it. Of course, I'm an old timer. You know, I've been doing this for a long time and been going into people's homes for over 40 years to ascertain their project scopes. But this week, I had my first week of virtual appointments. And it's an interesting dynamic. You know, it's not as personal as you might expect. But the homeowners have been appreciative of the fact that, you know, we're still trying to stay afloat, still trying to keep their projects going as far as developing plans for them. And, you know, it's not as easy, but it's working. So what more can I say? How would you feel about a virtual appointment for a home renovation? And are you one of those people that are hanging around Home Depot and Lowe's looking for just something to do? Cluttering up the store is what I read in the article this morning. Maybe looking to buy patio furniture? Maybe not the time to be doing that. Home Depot is essential. Obviously, things break down, and they're in that on the essential list. However, we no longer are. So your opinions on all of that, how are things going at your house? How's the homeschooling going, and how's the work at home going? 803-0930, that's 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBN. Cell calls at star 930 or text me at 30930. Cortese Construction, of course, now we are closed. The showroom is closed. However, you can virtually visit us at cortese.net. Everything we do is there, our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our handyman services, our small project division, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings. Visit us virtually and set up a virtual appointment. When this all goes away, we'll be anxious to get your project off the ground. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Well, you can visit them virtually, or you can make an appointment to go in to meet with the branch managers of the Lakeshore Banks. The offices are closed. The drive-through teller lines are open. Richard Greco joins me on the live line. He is from the Snyder branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank. Richard, how are you holding up?
Very well, Dominic. Very well. Like everyone else, like you said, it's a new norm, but we're getting used to it, and we're doing good things, not only here at Lakeshore, but also at home.
Yep, we have been going for a walk every day just to change our outlook and, you know, just kind of get some fresh air and just improve your self-esteem, if you will.
That is correct. You know, we're here at work every day, which is a nice distraction for myself. I've got my wife at home, who's a school teacher and a senior in high school, and a college student at home too, so they're living a new norm with doing things online. But we get out every day for a walk. We're seeing people we've actually not seen in a long time, as far as some neighbors, saying hello from a distance when the weather's nice. And don't tell anyone, but my son and I have also gone out on the tennis court, keeping that real distance. Distancing.
You know, you like I, being Italian, you know, you're inclined to want to give everybody a hug and at least an embrace to wish them well. And, of course, we can't do that right now.
That is correct. Actually, I say this with love. I'm glad my dad has passed, because he would expect a kiss every time I would see him. So we are respecting and practicing the social distancing. We are doing appointments here at the branch by a phone call to set it up ahead of time, and doing, as you said, most of our transactions to the drive-through. So we are respecting the community, the CDC, and the health department's restrictions,
right,
but still business as usual here at Lakeshore.
And, of course, at 2.5 home equity line of credit rate, this is the time, folks, to borrow money. It's unbelievable. 2.5 home equity line of credit fixed for 12 months with no cost whatsoever. And, of course, a refi, what are the mortgage rates right now?
Mortgage rates are hanging right. 15-year around 3.5, 30-year around 4. As you said, the 2.5 on the 12-month home equity. And as you said, I know you're, you know, not doing new projects in that, but people are calling, inquiring. We will get back soon to doing those kind of things, and we are here to take your questions, to give you answers to what we have to offer, so that when you do plan those home projects and looking at refinancings and so on, we're here and we're ready to help you any way we can, either online, again through the branch, or through just, you know, word of mouth.
Dan Reininger will be joining us a little bit later on in the program, Richard, to update our listening audience, especially for all those other contractors that are similar to myself, as to what we should expect as far as the federal relief and the banks being on the front line of some of the disbursement of this money.
Yes, you know, it's going to be nice that we're going to be able to help. I look out my doors, you know, I have a couple of restaurants right next to me, and then they've unfortunately had to lay off people, and it's kind of eerie to look over there. But we know that we're going to be able to help them as a bank with some of these small business loans and some of the dollars that are going to go back into the economy, as well as our neighbors and friends who may be out of work will be assisting them as well. And it's kind of makes you feel proud that you can be on the front line here when the time comes to be able to assist people to get back on their feet. And so it gives you a good feeling coming to work every day, despite what's going on in the rest of the world.
Well, Richard, you stay safe, and give us the Snyder Branch phone number, please.
Definitely. 898-2101, 898-2101. And as always, Dominic, you and the listeners, I'll say it a little bit differently this time. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay strong.
Very good. For 129 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Hey, it's Bowerly. If you need a roof repair or a new roof altogether, Amherst Roofing wants you to know they are considered an essential business through this time and are open to help you with all of your roofing needs. Is your roof an eyesore with that deteriorated look? Amherst Roofing can help. Amherst Roofing wants you to know they're practicing the utmost safety procedures. If you want an estimate, they can come to your home and stay outside or provide a remote estimate. Amherst Roofing prides themselves on quality work, and their reviews are outstanding. And if you invest in a new roof right now, they'll provide you with a free upgrade with a premium lifetime shingle plus a $500 discount. Plus, Amherst Roofing provides you with a lifetime warranty that covers everything. It doesn't matter what town you live in, Amherst Roofing serves all of Western New York. If you need a new roof or roof repair, Amherst Roofing is open. Call for a free estimate, 304-4554, 304-4554. Visit Amherst Roofing, WNY.
During a time of great uncertainty, it's more important than ever that Western New Yorkers stay connected. News Radio 930 WBEN is committed to ensuring that you stay connected with the latest information and updates on how COVID-19 is impacting our community. Whether you're at home, at work, in the car, or online, stay connected with local news, updates, and information. WBEN is helping Western New York stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
Life in America has changed almost overnight. There's a lot of information out there about the coronavirus. We help you sort it out and answer the most important questions every weekday with the Coronavirus Daily Podcast. We'll have interviews and advice from health experts, newsmakers, and authorities on a range of important topics. Everything you need to know, summarized into one short episode. Get all the information you need to guide your family through the COVID-19 pandemic. Listen on radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm privileged to work with great companies to educate and support our active senior and caregiver community. Suzanne and her staff from Touching Hearts at Home are working hard to provide quality non-medical care and home care for seniors. During these difficult times, Touching Hearts at Home has taken special measures in training and equipping all staff to help and protect our senior community. Contact Touching Hearts today at 898-8566. The Clarity Group is a dedicated Medicare services team assisting you in review, analysis, and planning planning for your healthcare needs. Life is always changing, and so are your healthcare needs, especially now in these uncertain times. If you have questions on your plan, contact the Clarity Group now at 393-3437. The stock market has been extremely volatile. Listen to Senior Radio and hear from Steve Elwell, CFP and Chief Investment Officer from Level Financial Advisors. Steve will discuss the importance of being proactive and getting educated to make the best decisions for your retirement at levelfinancial.com.
So a lot of our Hammer Time partners would fall into the non-essential category. However, as I mentioned, some work can continue if it's done with a one-man crew. So don't despair. Give our sponsors a call anyway, and at least they can give you a virtual estimate like we're doing and get you in queue for the work. And if it's something that can be done with one man, they can still service you like Gorilla Garage Gear. They can give you an estimate for that Gorilla floor. It's a state-of-the-art overlay coating with long-lasting durability, a beautiful look, and easy maintenance. They can come out now and fix your broken garage door. Angel can come out and take care of that for you. He's a one-man crew. And if you're looking for garage storage equipment, you can buy that right now, too. And take advantage of this downtime and get extra special Hammer Time radio discounts by calling them today and tell them that Dominic sent you. 715-6927 is the number. 715-6927. That's Joe Afalo's phone number. Call Joe today. He'll give you an estimate for that new garage floor. Fix your garage door or organize your garage. And, of course, you can visit them online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:23 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with you. And how's things going around your house? Anything break down over the last week that we need to get fixed? 803-0930. How are you going to get it fixed when contractors are deemed non-essential? And again, one-man shows can come out and do repairs. And Home Depot and Lowe's and big box stores are open. And you can buy pieces and parts. And maybe if you can do it yourself, we can talk about that here too. So pick up the phone and give us a call. Texter writes, "This is ridiculous. I need jobs done in my home. I'm selling my house this summer. Who is making these decisions to stop jobs?" Well, I can tell you who. It's the governor. Of course, he's fed the information to help make these decisions. And as I mentioned, New York City is kind of an exception to, at least to the average of what we're seeing around Western New York, around New York State, I should say. Highly concentrated numbers in New York City, so much more diluted as you move into more rural areas. You know, I looked at the map of Erie County, and Clarence, where I live, has 15 cases. Newstead, immediately adjacent to Clarence, has no cases. So it would seem to me, and that's probably not a smart assumption, but at least from a casual observation, that rural environments, just by the sheer nature of them, that they're not as concentrated, have lower numbers. So in that New York City is so concentrated, the numbers are higher. And the construction sites that I read about were major renovation sites or new construction sites in Manhattan. And you can imagine the activity at a level like that with many, many men working side by side certainly could be a breeding ground. And I can understand how that would be subject to shutdown. But maybe that's the way it should be handled, and maybe the president might be onto something. Now, mobility is certainly an issue and a consideration because we are a mobile society, but maybe we need to regionalize some of these shutdowns and have less affected areas have less of a degree. Just a thought. 803-0930. Someone's texting me to ask for Joe Afalo's number again. It's 715-6927. That's 715-6927. So I wasn't going to get into this today because it's probably just too sensitive a subject for right now because we're living the hell of all of this. But you know how I feel about things from China. You know, over the years on the show, we've pointed out to you that Chinese products should be avoided. Here's another import from China, right, that we're having to deal with. But the list starts with the Chinese drywall, if you remember the ravages that that caused. And then we dealt with formaldehyde-laden wood products, all coming from China. And the last, and certainly not the least, is the Chinese fire starters, the dehumidifiers. All of these products that come from China are led back to a lack of control for safety and health in the manufacturing facilities that they're made in. No different than the food safety that led to the market at Wuhan where this these animals were being slaughtered and sold. I saw a video of this marketplace. And if you want to really be sickened, Google it. There's a 5-minute or so video of a tour of this marketplace. And it just sends shivers up my spine to see what was being slaughtered and sold as food. And a quick list would include boa constrictors, bats, cats, dogs, all slaughtered from being live in cages to then having poles shoved up their butts and roasted to remove all their fur and then laid on an open table for sale. That's apparently where this all came from, right? This virus. I know it's another strain of another virus, but still, it's all being traced back to that market. When are we going to do something about everything that comes from China, including the ravages of their diseases? Anyway, I'll get off that soapbox because we could really set the world upside down by talking about that today and that we're all dealing with the pain of this right now. A couple more texters. Hi, Dominic. This is Marty Bray from M&M Masons. Part of the scope of work to do is a chimney repair and rebuilds due to the fact that some are falling. As most chimneys are venting the home's owner's hot water tank and or furnace. Is this a situation for us to be able to do this kind of work? Don't have a clear answer for you, Marty. I wish I did. I guess you could say that safety might be at risk there, and therefore there may be some consideration for that. I would say that I would send in an appeal to the state. If you go to the Empire State Development website and read the governor's doctrine, you'll see a place for you to click so that you can post your position as far as needing to be appealed. This is what we have done, again, because of the lack of clarification as to what safety on a job site is deemed. So do that and see if that'll get you dispensed from the shutdown. 803-0930, let's have a conversation about what's going on around your house and how you're coping with this new normal. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. It is coming up to the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the latest from the WN Newsroom. And when we come back, we'll speak with Dan Reiniger from Lakeshore Bank. He's on the front line of what was voted and signed by the president yesterday. We're going to learn about that right after the news.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here are your top stories for Saturday, March 28th.
We are still at the beginning of our uptick. I mean, we haven't even...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nearly reached our peak, and it's we're going to see more and more numbers. We're going to see more people hospitalized. We're going to be unfortunately see more deaths.
Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein, as the county now has 310 confirmed cases of coronavirus, yesterday reporting 89 additional cases.
We can change the shape of that curve if we all adhere to these non-pharmaceutical interventions. And the most important is the social distancing. There's a lot of great scientific studies, great mathematical modeling showing that if we can get some good social distancing in our community, the curve will be much flatter compared to if we do nothing.
County Executive Mark Poloncarz is searching for options to handle the expected influx of patients into local hospitals.
We are looking, and I earlier today was with the members of the Department of Public Works staff, the Convention Center staff, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at converting the Convention Center into a COVID-19 hospital with an area for ICU beds and an area for just normal beds.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state wants to build 4 more temporary hospitals in New York City before coronavirus cases peak. The state is seeking authorization from the Trump administration to add 4,000 beds in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. Cuomo also said schools in New York State will remain closed for another 2 weeks until April 15th. There are more than 6,000 hospitalized COVID-19 patients in New York State, as the state has logged a nation-high 519 deaths and has more than 44,000 confirmed cases. Checking the WBEN First Alert forecast, today we'll see some heavy periods of rain, a high of 53 degrees. Tonight, mild with some more precipitation. A heavy thunderstorm this evening, followed by late night rain, heavy at times across ski country, and a low of 48. Tomorrow, breezy and warmer, with clouds breaking for some sun, a couple of showers only during the morning in the city, and a high of 66. Monday, rather cloudy and breezy with a shower in spots, and a high of 46. It's currently 46 degrees and raining in Buffalo.
Remember, as I said, a lot of our Hammer Time partners are now shut down because they've been deemed non-essential. Twin City Glass, however, is one of them, and they're going to be on standby for you. Now, imagine if you have a broken window, that might be something that falls into a unsafe condition. So anything like that, I'm sure you can still call them for repair. But if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation may be in your future. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, my friends at Twin City have been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom, make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you stop into their showroom when it reopens in Willetta Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Ashley Home Store's 75th anniversary sale ends Monday. It's your last chance to get up to 30% off. Plus, buy today and get an additional 10% off. Or get no interest for 75 months. Whether you're updating one room or your entire home, find styles that fit your look and budget. Come in today and let's celebrate together in style. The anniversary sale ends Monday. Only at America's number one furniture and mattress store. Ashley Home Store. This is home. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It all starts with one thing. It's the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, and we are celebrating with 50 ways in 50 days. Tip number 26. As the days get warmer, keep your thermostat set higher. Keeping it set at 78 degrees or higher can help save energy and also save you money on your electric bill. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing? Show us by using hashtag one thing. That's hashtag the number one thing.
You're in pain. And you're dying, and you're at your wit's end, and you're frustrated. And you know what? There's always hope.
Dr. Ken Monroe of Monroe Chiropractic has been helping Western New Yorkers beat back pain for more than 32 years. And that continues with his Integrity non-surgical spinal decompression, relieving cervical and lumbar disc pain, which targets the exact area of your pain.
I can realign the spine, but there's not much you can do with that jelly that's already sneaking out of that disc. So the spinal decompression, of course, drops the pressure inside of that disc to negative 160 millimeters of mercury, barometric pressure, and it pulls that disc material right back inside the disc. It just does its thing, and it's very subtle. Most of my patients actually fall asleep while they're getting the procedure.
Call Dr. Monroe for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation at 632-4476. 632-4476. Monroe Chiropractic, Main Street, Williamsville.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is difficult enough. Today, matters are even more strained, as gathering together to honor a loved one's life may not be possible. Lakeside Memorial Funeral Home offers streaming on demand of funerals as a way to include everyone. They are the first in Western New York and for over 10 years to offer streaming online. To learn more about streaming funerals online, visit lakesidefuneralhome.com, ensuring everyone's participation in funeral celebrations at Lakeside Memorial Funeral Home.
Bringing home the best birthday cake ever.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
So the question is roofing essential? I imagine if you have a roof leak, it may be okay for you to have my friends at Ava come out. And I would encourage my friends at Ava to appeal as well to that category of being essential. In Western New York right now, your home is more important than ever. The value of having a solid roof over your head can't be minimized. It's Dominic Cortez here, and if you've been putting off getting a new roof, please don't wait any longer. Don't wait for shingles to start falling or leaks to develop. Call the roof people that fix roofs right. Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service and value even during quarantines, because Ava's focus is on doing great work and keeping the community safe. Ava will have an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done right. And call Ava for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. Don't stress about the condition of your roof. Rely on Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. Schedule a free estimate, 990-4793. AvaRoofing.com, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
That's at the bottom of the bottom line of all of the dictate from the governor is the term that the work can continue to a point where it's deemed safe. And what do you put into that category? I guess that needs clarification. This is why we appealed for clarification on that. And again, as I mentioned, with all of our Hammer Time partners, there's varying degrees of service that they provide that could fall possibly into that category of safety. Ava with roof leaks, Twin City with broken glass, Gorilla Garage Gear with a broken garage door. Obviously, the garage coating, the epoxy, would have to wait. That would certainly, I would think, be largely a non-essential service. But you get the idea, and there's really not any surefire answer to what I'm saying here, but I'm just surmising. Anyway, 803-0930, I would love to hear from you on how things are going around your house during these conditions. Some texters are writing, Dominic, my previous house had wasps. At this house, I observed the bumblebees here that keep the wasps away. What is the lesser of the two evils? Well, I think largely bumblebees are less of a threat, although if they're nesting anywhere, I'd be concerned about that. Certainly, they'd be better to have them around than wasps, and largely bumblebees are good for our environment. I'm just curious as to where they're nesting. I would want to know more about that before I definitively said that the one is better than the other. Another texter writes, I agree, no more inferior Chinese products. Yeah, when are we as a society going to say that? And I guess it really is incumbent upon us to do our due diligence whenever we buy anything. Now, I will say that that fact is hidden. The formaldehyde in wood, those products are American brands, but it's sent to China to be produced. You don't know that it's sent to China. It's not on the package anywhere. Although I did have a job once where the wood came back from China, packaged, American brand, it said made in China. The homeowner saw that and refused to allow us to install it, and good for her. It did have formaldehyde in it. We did find that to be a fact. We've talked about the Chinese dehumidifiers. They're all American brand names. There's no way for you to know by looking at the package that it's made in China. But when the proof came out that they were indeed made in China, it was one factory with inferior standards that was producing these unsafe dehumidifiers. Before that, the drywall with the sulfur-laden drywall. Sulfur, of course, outgasses, sulfur smell, that rotten egg smell, not the same as gypsum. Gypsum is the product we use to make drywall. How do these things happen? Tell me, who's watching over this stuff? It's supposed to be, you know, the Federal Trade Commission. The EPA has standards for issues within our border, but this is all part of the trade deal. This is all part of the arrangements with trade from China, and we need to really start looking at that. And here's the big thank you now that we have this virus that we're dealing with. Someone writes, Dominic, the video you described needs to be shown to everyone. The sad part is that the liberals will call it fake video. Thank you, Chris, for that. If you Google, JR, see if you can get it to come up, Wuhan Market. I found it on a Facebook feed and verified that it was indeed real. Again, it was appalling, just appalling to watch. 803-0930, as promised, Dan Reiniger joins us now, president of Lakeshore Bank. Dan, on the front line of signed law yesterday by the president, the banks will be instrumental in some of the disbursements that will occur, especially when it comes to some of the relief money. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you this morning?
Very good. Can you, in simple terms, describe, the experience you've had with, being on the meetings that you've been involved with, and B, what we should expect, not only as individuals, but as small business owners?
Sure, Dominic. You know, it's been obviously a fury of activity that's been taking place over the last several weeks, and many, many meetings, many meetings trying to understand the programs that the federal government is offering. And also, all these programs are geared to helping customers, whether it's consuming customer, retail customer, mortgage customer, HELOC customer, all the way up through the business customers. So focusing on, I'll call it the retail customer for a moment, those who have mortgages or home equity lines or other consumer credit cards, et cetera. Mm-hmm. It's imperative that if you're having challenges or you foresee challenges, that you call your bank, your credit card company now, and start working on a program. There are programs that banks have laid out that allow deferral of interest and principal payments up to maybe a month, 3 months, or even longer, depending on the circumstances. It has to be COVID-19 related, has to be documented that it is COVID-19 related, and there are banks, every bank out there is offering some kind of program, if you will, to assist, I'll call it, our consumers that have had challenges because of maybe layoffs or other concerns that are directly related to the COVID-19 mm-hmm. virus. So that's a great opportunity for anybody. But the key is call,
right.
call your institution before you have a challenge with your financial situation. And realizing there's a bunch of different things going out there. If you've lost your job, your spouse lost their job, significant other, you know, you got to focus on food, shelter, transportation, and utilities, and you really have to control what you can control and get the basics taken care of. Some other folks out there, maybe one person in the income partnership may have lost their job. Again, you have to be intentional with your money. You have to make a budget. don't go into debt. And one of the programs I listened to, which is pretty interesting, is look, there's a lot of panic going on right now. Yes, we have a pandemic related to the coronavirus, but there's also a pandemic of panic. And the one person in a kind of a humoristic way said, you know, never make a decision, a financial decision, out of panic or after drinking large amounts of alcohol.
So for the individual then, Dan, it's going to be the money sent directly to their bank accounts based on if they filed electronically. What is it, $1,200 for an individual, up to $2,500 for a couple, and $500 for a child?
Right, that's right. And then there's income guidelines that go along that as well.
And then for the small business owner, there's going to be money related to their payroll expenses.
Yes. Now, there's two different programs that are out there. One is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, which is administered through the Small Business Administration, and that typically is a loan that can be used for working capital, pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, other bills that could have been paid had this disaster not occurred.
Mm-hmm.
There are interest rates that vary on that product. It has to be paid back.
So that's a loan.
And there is an application process that has to be submitted to the SBA. The SBA website has kind of crashed with all the people submitting loan applications, so the experts are saying that you should print the forms out after you fill them out online, once you can download them, and then mail it to Fort Worth, Texas, or send it by courier so that you're in the pipeline and they'll be looking at it. So the bottom line is they'll look at that, then they'll determine the amount of assistance that you're eligible for, and they'll give you a call and say a little negotiation on that. So different components on that. The other one that's available is the COVID-19 CARES Act relief, which is Paycheck Protection Program. And there is some discussion right now, and again, all these things are just coming out, so there's not a lot of clarity on this.
Yeah.
The point is that there's some discussion that if you apply for the EIDL, Economic Injury Disaster Loan, through the SBA, that might not let you apply for the CARES program, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act Paycheck Protection Program. So you have to be really careful with both these programs. Both of them, my advice is that you need to start with your CPA, your financial advisor. Make sure that you understand the nuances of the program, what's best fit for.
Yeah. I was happy to hear from our accounting firm that they have established a task force dedicated to helping their clients sort this whole issue out, because I'm sure it's going to be complicated enough, and here we're dealing with the day-to-day of the shutdown and try to sustain our businesses. It's going to be great to have a resource to be able to turn to get the accurate information tailored to our needs.
That's right. And then, you know, there are carve-outs for fraud and other things. The Paycheck Protection Program has some very good nuances, and it's really geared to keeping folks that are currently on your staff or, I don't say a fraction, there's some guidelines that I'm not clear on yet that with respect to sustainability of payroll for businesses. And you got to make sure that you're following all the nuances of the program. But ultimately, they're looking at about 2.5 times your average monthly payroll as an assistance amount, along with some debt service requirements, other rent requirements, utilities, those kinds of things. Again, there's a whole laundry list of things.
Is there a place, Dan, where we can send listeners right here and now to get more clarity on this, or is it just too early?
In my mind, it's just too early. We, as a bank, we're trying to figure out if the program's going to be administered through our organization or some conduit, or if there's going to be an online entry system, those kinds of things being shared.
Well, I'm sure I can count on you to enlighten us once you have more information.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. We're here. And that's it. That's the whole point behind putting people first at Lakeshore Savings Bank. We want to make sure, whether we can do the program directly or not, we want to make sure that we advise our customers properly and help them with the conduits that we have available so that they can achieve, I'll call it economic relief during this time frame.
And, you know, ironically, Dan, we just got our commitment letter from Lakeshore to build our new building. And of course, the non-essential components of our construction are going to stop us from starting.
Oh, yeah, that's the hard part in all this. And that's the whole point. This is a, I'll call it a government-induced halt. And we have to make sure, and that's what these programs are making sure, that the folks that are in industries that have been impacted incredibly can still get their paycheck, get some viability.
Okay.
When the economy, when this all gets turned back on, we're ready to roar. You know, I want to give a shout out too, and I listened and saw the video that you're talking about for the China market where this supposedly started. I shouldn't say supposedly, but the facts are that they're pointing towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big shout out to the Made in America store with Mark Andel there in the Elma area and online, of course. And
yes,
100% certified.
Well, yes.
92%, 98%, 99% certified Made in America stuff, all the way down to the packaging. So
yep.
Those are the kinds of things that you want to focus
on. Thank you for mentioning that, because you're right. There's a testimony that it can work. Now, some texters, Dan, are writing in that that video is not from China. I'd like to get to the bottom of this, because what I thought I saw was from the Wuhan market. One texter writes in that it's from the Langkawi, Indonesia market, but it's similar to the one in Wuhan. So anyway, I guess maybe the point of it is that if it existed in Wuhan, that's what we're talking about as far as the unsafe and unsanitary conditions that led to the animals having the virus in them that people consumed.
Yeah, and there, you know, that's the problem with social media. Not that it's a problem, but there are many, many different things you can watch, which are legitimate. I mean,
yeah, you don't know.
Oh, that exists, you know.
All right, Dan Reiniger, president of Lakeshore Bank. He's going to keep us up to date as to how these federal programs are going to roll out. And I do appreciate you taking the time, Dan. 10:51 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. We'll be back with more right after this. Well, here we are talking about a virus that we thought we would never see, a pandemic that has stricken our world. And Indoor Air Professionals' mission has always been to help you breathe easier. They are passionate about indoor air quality and have been at it for 28 years. Recently, Governor Cuomo made a declaration that all non-essential workers stay home, and they've been designated as essential and are open and ready to help. That's right. Indoor Air Professionals is essential. The National Air Duct Cleaners Association sent their bulletin the other day, and it does a great job of summarizing what we do and why it's especially important in these uncertain times. The NADCA members perform source removal of contaminants from ductwork and clean and apply antimicrobial to HVAC systems and components when appropriate. Our member services are needed, and now more than ever, as we work together with our facility partners to ensure safe indoor environments for those businesses who are responsible for keeping our country and our citizens operational during these challenging times. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Peter, I've read your field safety protocols, and it looks like it goes way beyond the standard CDC COVID-19 procedures.
Yeah, we want, first of all, we've known, you know, for 28 years that if we can reduce the particulate, the floating particles in the air, we've talked about this a lot, they are the transport vehicles for normal allergens, mold, bacteria, and viruses. You know, so once again, this is all about, we've always been about improving your health, and now it's just to the next level, because we can help spread, you know, social distancing is a must, but, you know, if you're in an area with less particulate, it's even better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do through a thorough duct cleaning, medical grade air purifiers especially. The protective, it's a page long. Just a couple of highlights there is that we've always worn well beyond an N95 mask. You know, it's a HEPA-filtered type mask. Clean Tyvek will be used, nitrile gloves for the duration of the job. And once the duct cleaning is completed, the technicians will remove the, you know, we're going to, one of the services, we've always sprayed the Canberra spray inside the ductwork and supply side when we're done. But there's a whole new service, as you've seen, and it's on our webpage now, the fogging service. So we have found out a lot about our Canberra. Our CEO has been on with our tea tree farms in Australia. You know, they're a day ahead of us, and they're ahead of us as far as knowing that this does indeed, you know, I can't say that word, the K word, but it does do that. But we we're working with the EPA to make sure that we can say that.
Okay. Well, unless it's the first time you've ever listened to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, you would absolutely know that for over 28 years, Indoor Air Professionals has been combating the unseen enemy through the ductwork that you breathe and the medical-grade air purifiers, the mold remediation, Canberra gel, sprays, soaps, and other products. And now the Canberra Fogging Service, IAP, has adapted safety procedures well beyond the standard CDC COVID-19, and we just don't have enough time to share all that. But Peter, who's on the phones today, and what's the Hammer Time Radio special going to be?
Okay, so we've got Dave Guetti, and since we have, you know, we've always done bundled packages, so you really got to just call
683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Bulldog here. Now that the snow's pretty much gone, it's time to love your lawn again. Are you tired of trying to make your lawn look green and weed-free, yet it never seems to work? Well, here's my advice. Call Mr. Lawn Care, the locally owned experts, and have them help restore your lawn to become lush, green, weed-free, and healthy. Stop doing it yourself and let the lawn care specialists at Mr. Lawn Care make you and your lawn look so good this year. Mr. Lawn Care has a fantastic offer right now. If you invest in 4 lawn treatments, they'll give another one to you for free. You heard it right. Buy 4 lawn care treatments and get one more for free only at Mr. Lawn Care. Stop tying up precious weekends instead of doing something you enjoy. Let Mr. Lawn Care take care of your lawn, and when they do, I bet you'll love your lawn again. Call and ask about their buy 4, get one more free offer right now. Restrictions apply. Google or Facebook Mr. Lawn Care or call 683-LAWN today. That's 683-LAWN for Mr. Lawn Care.
Hey, it's Bowerly. If you need a roof repair or a new roof altogether, Amherst Roofing wants you to know they are considered an essential business through this time and are open to help you with all of your roofing needs. Is your roof an eyesore with that deteriorated look? Amherst Roofing can help. Amherst Roofing wants you to know they're practicing the utmost safety procedures. If you want an estimate, they can come to your home and stay outside or provide a remote estimate. Amherst Roofing prides themselves on quality work, and their reviews are outstanding. And if you invest in a new roof right now, they'll provide you with a free upgrade with a premium lifetime shingle plus a $500 discount. Plus, Amherst Roofing provides you with a lifetime warranty that covers everything. It doesn't matter what town you live in, Amherst Roofing serves all of Western New York. If you need a new roof or roof repair, Amherst Roofing is open. Call for a free estimate, 304-4554, 304-4554. Visit Amherst Roofing, WNY.
How can the Stamm Law Firm help families who worry about huge nursing home costs? Let's ask Greg, Brad, and Brian Stamm to answer that question.
Healthcare costs in general are out of control, but nursing home costs have become ridiculous. At $15,000 plus per month, you're looking at a cost of over $180,000 per year. Who can afford that? No one can. That's who.
But if you plan for this 5 years in advance, we can protect your hard-earned savings by creating a trust or by transferring assets to your children or another loved one.
If you don't have the 5 years because you didn't plan, we can still save approximately one half of your assets even after your loved one enters the nursing home.
To learn more about how you can get Medicaid to assist in paying your bills, call the Stamm Law Firm at 631-5767. That's 631-5767 or visit stamlaw.com.
Every day we fight to preserve magnificent places and wildlife. We are Earth Justice, a national legal nonprofit fighting for your right to a healthy environment. Every day we fight to advance clean energy. We're Earth Justice, 135 plus lawyers representing clients free of charge. Every day we fight to combat climate change. We're Earth Justice, and we're here because, now more than ever, the Earth needs a good lawyer. Earth Justice uses the power of law to ensure our planet and its inhabitants have a future. No one fights more cases on the environment than Earth Justice. And we win almost every time. Because when we win, the air and water are cleaner, food systems are safer, and public lands are preserved. And we win because these are fights we cannot lose. Want to join us in this fight? The time is now. Go to earthjustice.org today. That's earthjustice.org.
Lord, please put a shield of protection around my family and friends this week, and no, let no harm come to them. Remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a sin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.